Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
You heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bellas Podcast. We're back with part two of the Baby Daddy Edition. And this week, we got my baby daddy, Daniel Bryan, in the house. Plus, my little buddy makes his podcast debut. So without further ado, here we go. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Bree.
And I'm Nicole. And this is the Bella's Podcast.
Brian, are you farting?
No, I'm pretending to be Nicole. That's why I got all that gas.
You're not Nicole.
Okay, you got me. It's Brian.
Well, you guys know what that means. It's time for opening up. So let's pop that bottle. Well, today we are opening up with Brian's, I feel like, your favorite drink of the summer. Right? It's been your favorite drink of the summer?
It's been the one I've drank the most, yes. Probably. Besides just water.
And it's obviously non-alcoholic because Brian doesn't drink, but it's grape Zevia. Zevia, right?
Zevia, yeah.
Soda.
Grape Zevia soda. So I've been really trying to limit my sweet intake, and yeah. So this just satisfies that little bit of urge.
To be honest, the cream soda one does it for me too.
Yeah.
But then I always end up wanting a cookie or something. It's awful. So I guess it doesn't help that much. But so this week is Brian and our week. So you heard last week from Nicole and Artem, but we are taking over the Bella's Podcast this week. So it's going to be everything Brian and I and us being parents to two kids. Isn't it crazy, Brian? Like, we have kids.
It's so crazy. Like, there's no way I'm responsible enough to be a dad.
Yes.
Except yes. I am. But I'm like... But I'm not. Mentally, I don't feel it. I don't feel mentally mature enough.
See, I feel like you're more mature than me.
For sure.
To be a parent.
For sure, 100%.
But what I find weird now is when I text people, I'm like, you know, I'll just have to get the kids ready or I'm with the kids. And that feels weird because yeah. It was always like, oh, I'm with Bird. Now I say kids.
Yeah. So I just had to call with WWE and... They called me and I didn't get back to them for 2 hours because it's just like, hey,
dealing with kids. It's not just one.
Dealing with two.
Two, it adds a whole new world. And we're going to tell you all about our new world. So Brian and I, so as you guys all know, obviously we have the sweet little boy, Buddy, who's named after Brian's dad. And I have to say, we've been really lucky. Obviously, you heard from Nicole and Artem and poor little Mateo with his colic. We've been lucky because Buddy is his daddy. He is a mini sloth baby, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's pretty great.
He is. We've been really like, Birdie was really good, but Buddy is like calmer. And I didn't think that was possible.
He's calmer, but he has presented some problems for you.
Well.
Because he's a milk monster.
You guys. And I told you a couple weeks ago, Nicole and I both
milk
have...
monster.
Yeah, it's still bad. Last night, I'm not kidding, he woke me up every 2 hours to eat. And he's actually 5 weeks now. And I was like, there's no way you're hungry. Like, I just fed you. And you know, as a mom, like, you breastfeed and then I'll change his diaper and I'll rock him. It's a whole process, but he's already in his sleep mode, right? So I'm just looking at the clock. So really, I'm only getting like an hour and a half or an hour of sleep. But every 2 hours last night, Like, my boobs are scared of him. My nipples kind of hide.
Yeah. Brie had told me about that, and I literally got the image, and I told you about it, of him sucking and then just sucking your nipples straight off. And it just being in his mouth and him being surprised by it.
And I'm surprised.
And you're both surprised.
Actually, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd be like, of course you took my nipple off my body. What else? But it's funny because, you know, Birdie was just so different. Like, I feel like I had a reminder to eat, or it just felt different. I didn't have to. It just felt easy.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, so maybe
you forget the hard things. And that's nature's way of getting us to have a second baby. Right?
Like,
that's,
you forget all about the hard times.
You forget all the hard times and you just remember, oh, remember she was so cute when she did this? And like,
is that why they call it mommy fog?
Yeah.
You're just in a fog, so you won't remember.
Yeah. The good times for sure outweigh the bad times. But that does all parents out there know. There are definitely hard times, you know, and especially this modern world where you have very little surrounding help.
That's true. And I think too, because of COVID, you know, everyone always has all these, you know, at least Nicole and I did, all these dreams of how our pregnancy was going to go and how even just the first couple months of having these little boys by having all this help. I was like, Brian, I would love us to have a nutritionist. I would like to get a postpartum doula, and then, you know, nothing happens. But the one good thing is Brian and I, you know, as a married couple and as parents, we really were like, okay, we have to put the kids first. So what kind of schedule do we do? And we came up that Brian's been sleeping in the guest room and he's on Birdie's schedule.
Because, except for when Nicole was staying with us. And then I was sleeping on the floor.
Bless your heart, by the way.
I was sleeping on the floor.
I know.
Somebody who's had neck surgery and has been wrestling for over 20 years was sleeping on the floor.
With the dogs.
Literally, I was sleeping with the dogs.
10 nights. Oh my gosh.
I was in so much pain. I'm still recovering from that pain.
Nicole owes you a massage, by the way.
She doesn't owe me anything.
Yeah, she needs to give you a spa day package.
No, she doesn't owe me anything.
But so Brian and I thought, okay, let's make it easy. So Brian's on Birdie's schedule because it's already a big change for her. COVID's been a big change for her, not going to school and all her fun little classes. And then having Artem and Nicole have a baby and that attention go away. And then us having one. And even though she's obsessed with Buddy, you know, it's hard when it's all about you and then now you're sharing it all. So we're like, we want Brian to be able to have all the attention and energy for her. And it's really funny because I see all these parents post about homeschooling and how awful it is. And I'm like, I think my husband's the only man in the world who buys all this homeschooling stuff when our daughter's really not an age where she needs to be. He does it for fun.
I love it.
Oh, you guys.
I love it.
You have to see the stuff he's laminated, all the different charts.
It's not laminated.
What
is
it?
It's just laminated. She's laminate. Confusing illuminate with laminate.
You know, tomato, tomato, the same thing, right? But I have to say it's been amazing because Brian's really taken control with Bird and it's allowed me to just give all my attention to Buddy. Now, I obviously have my little times with Birdie throughout the day and I, you know, I'm make sure I give her all the attention, but it's really kind of helped me not be so stressed out.
Well, and we're also very lucky because I got paternity leave in my contract.
Right.
So like having this time at home, knowing that I get to be at home, and that's where we're very lucky as a couple because like both of us are at home right now. It's not like one person having to go. And I have infinite respect for most parents out there. A lot of times both parents have to work and all that kind of stuff.
Well, and usually I think in the United States, men go back to work after 2 weeks and women go back to work after 6.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Could you imagine?
I can't.
We've been really blessed. You know, my mom had to put Nicole and I in daycare. I think we were 5 weeks old.
Oh my
gosh. Like Buddy, could you imagine my mom dropping off her twin little Buddy? Oh, look, him smiling, Brian. Oh, Brian. Her Buddy's smiling at Brian right now. Dropping him off at daycare. Like my mom said, she was a wreck.
I imagine. When we dropped off Birdie for preschool,
you and I both, I think, were
we
crying.
We were both, and we were literally just doing it so she could socialize with other kids just for 2 half days a week. And we dropped her off, and she's looking at us with those big tears in her eyes.
My
and
gosh.
It was just like, oh man.
I know, we thought we were making a mistake, but then she became obsessed and then you realize, like, okay.
She actually asked me the other day, she said, I need to go to school today. I need to see, Miss Helen needs me.
Oh, yeah, that's really cute. Yeah. But, you know, I have to say, it's been so nice having Brian since, you know, Buddy's been here. And even before Buddy came, Brian had some time off. And I feel like whenever you go back to work, I'm going to be a wreck. I feel like I'm just not going to be able to swing it.
Well, not only that, think of how much I'm going to miss because I miss you all. It's different when you're used to, when you get in that zone of like, okay, this is your routine. You leave on this day, you come back on this day, then you get a couple days at home, then you leave again and you get used to it. You get used to like missing your family. But then now having this time, it just gets to be really hard to leave.
I know. I mean, can you believe it's been 5 weeks since Buddy's been here?
It's crazy.
What have been like your highlights, would you say, in the last 5 weeks?
Well, so it's interesting because this time is so different than last time because this was just, if Bree didn't have the baby by a certain date, then she just goes in and we have a C-section in the morning, which is so much different than like trying to push all day and then right. having an emergency C-section at night. So this one seemed a lot more relaxed, but we didn't know the gender of the baby. And this whole time, the whole time Bree was pregnant, I thought, it's a girl. It's a girl. I just felt it. And I just felt like I am meant to be the father of girls. Like, I'm a perfect girl dad. And so the whole time I just thought it was a girl. And then moments before I walk into the operating room for Bree's C-section, I was meditating, just trying to calm myself a little bit because it's nerve-wracking. And I just got this feeling. I was like, it's a boy. Like, it's for sure a boy. And Bree's doctor actually came in and said, are you ready? And I said, yeah, but I just have to say this to you before we go in there and we get the surprise. This whole time I've thought it was a girl, and now I'm convinced it's a boy.
Yeah, which is crazy because, I mean, obviously I was going through the, what do you call it? Like all the pre-stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't know Brian thought that. And so I thought that was really cool because you guys, he was so set that we were having a girl, which then kind of made me feel like we were having a girl, even though I kept going back and forth. Brian, what was it like? Because for me, it's so different when I'm laying there and I'm going through the C-section, but you're like watching it pretty much. Like you're sitting there, like I'm trying to.
Okay. Just so everybody's aware, I'm not watching it.
Well, you're watching me go through it all.
I'm watching Bree.
Because he sits right next to me.
I sit right
next
to her.
And he holds my hand, but is it really weird for you?
It's like, really weird. It's terrifying, although going through what we went last time, this one was infinitely less terrifying. You can just hear so much, and I don't know. I'm somebody who gets a little nauseous around a lot of like...
Yeah.
It's not that I get nauseous around blood, because like I've wrestled for years, but I get nauseous around like guts, right?
You get nauseous around like hospital stuff. Like if he sees a shot or he sees any of the, I want to call them utensils, but that's not the word. What are they? They're like hospital utensils, but all their little like, you know, gadgets.
Yeah. All their gizmos. I get nervous around all your little hospital gizmos.
You do though.
Yeah, I do.
But tell everyone the feeling you had when they, because it was really cool, you guys, and I know I said this a couple weeks ago, but when they pulled down the curtain and Brian was the one who got to see the gender and announce it, how was that feeling when they pulled down the curtain and you saw this well, little wiener in your
it's
face?
It's just so funny because the first thing, because you're looking for gender and we don't know the gender, is that when they pulled the baby up, I didn't look at his face. The first thing I do is I look at his junk to see, is there junk or is there no junk? And that will determine if we have a boy or girl. And so that was the weirdest thing. It's like, okay, where's the junk? Is there junk? There's junk. We have a boy.
Yeah. What was that feeling like? It was cute because I could tell you were surprised. Like when you said it.
Yeah. Well,
unless I was that out of it. But.
You were that out of it. It was just like, it was weird because it was just this confirmation of this deep intuition that I had moments before we went in. So yeah, that was interesting. Although realistically you have a 50-50 shot. So I mean, it was a coin flip about whether that intuition was right or not, you know, but it's just interesting that this whole time I thought it was a girl and then I get this deep intuition that it's a boy and then it's a boy.
And like, I know you, like you were so excited. But does it, like, I don't know, for a dad, like, does it make you just like kind of fast forward in the future and all of a sudden, like, whoa, it's like my little son and all these things we're going to do? What's that feeling like?
Oh, my brain doesn't work like that. You should know that by now.
I know.
Like she has all these ideas.
I have those moments
like,
for him.
Like, aren't you super excited for this? And I'm like, huh? And like my brain just doesn't fast forward. Really, you fast forward so much in your brain about like what's going to happen, or we'll be able to do this, or we'll be able to do that, and all that kind of stuff. Where I'm very much present moment.
So we got Birdie in like dance class, right? And how many fast forward moments did I have? Like just picturing the day recital was going to be.
I wish you could see me shaking my head.
And I couldn't wait. And then COVID took it away from me.
And it wasn't just like this year's recital. It's just like, I would love for when Birdie's 8 years old to be able to go to these. Just think of how incredible those dance routines are going to be when she's 8 years old.
And I was like, maybe she can do the Nutcracker and then we'd have this fun like holiday thing.
Don't turn into one of those moms. We need to let her love what she loves.
Yeah. I mean, I've even told Brian, I can't wait till she's old enough and I can take her to France.
Oh my gosh. And like, you know, oh, I hope she's an artist. Like, I hope she's like,
I mean, Birdie can be whatever she's want, but yeah, I'm a fast forward thinker. She, like I'll sit and I'm a daydreamer. So I picture like Buddy, by the way, you guys, the first thing I did, cause when Brian announced it was a boy, I was like so excited, but I didn't need to look at the wiener. So the first thing I wanted to do was look at his face and, you know, you just want to stare at everything. And when I saw him, I was like, oh my gosh, there is a mini version of my husband dangling in the air. And so I just look at Buddy now even, and I'm still trying to find some of the features of me. I think I found a couple, but I'm like, oh my gosh, I just picture he and Brian, like, I'm sure they're going to wrestle around and all this, but just them looking alike and being together. And it just makes my heart smile. I can't wait for all that.
Yeah. It's a, you know, it's really fun for me because, and especially because my dad has passed and all that kind of stuff. When I was sending pictures to my mom, my uncle, my sister and stuff like that, introducing them to Buddy, you know, my uncle texted me back, who's my dad's brother. And, you know, it brought a tear to his eye. And just the fact too, that he kind of looks like me and I look like my dad is just kind of neat. Although it does make me sad that like my dad's not here to see him, and that not only my dad's not here to see him, but my, my dad's wife,
Darby, would have just been over the moon.
She would have been over the moon. She passed away. I think it was, October of last year.
Yeah.
And so,
and the last thing I have, like this vision I have of Darby, is when you and I were walking up, and I wasn't pregnant. No, because she passed October and I got pregnant in November. But I'll never forget, we were walking up and she saw you and she got so emotional because how much you look like your dad.
Yeah.
And then I was like, gosh, if she would have then saw little Buddy here, she would have really freaked out because he's definitely a mini version of them. It's funny because sometimes in the night when Buddy, I'm just going to say Buddy Jr., won't go to sleep, I literally pray to my papa, pray to everyone up there. And then I'll pray to your dad. I go, Buddy, please, can you just like rock him and talk to him and let me sleep? I don't know if anyone else does that out there, but I call on every angel, Jesus, everyone you can imagine. And I'm like, please, like, can you just tell him to go to sleep, that his mom needs sleep? Like, I really get desperate through the night. I'm a sleeper. So for me, like when my sleep is sacrificed, Brian will tell you, it's like, it's hard on me, right, Brian?
Yeah, it's hard on me because when things are hard on Bree, that gets doubly hard for me.
Right. Well, this is the thing. I wish I could have went through the pregnancy. I wouldn't mind like the stretch marks, whatever, gaining some weight, gaining a lot of weight. But like, give Brian the postpartum. Like, let him go through that. Like, I don't want to breastfeeding,
I would have gladly taken all of it.
He definitely would have.
I would have gladly taken all of it.
But I just love sleep. So it was funny because the other day, Birdie was like, what's wrong, Mama? And I was like, oh, nothing. I'm just confused because I'm breastfeeding again. And I don't know if I'm overdoing it. And then she was like, well, does Dada have boobies? Can he breastfeed? And I was like, honey, I wish he could. And I love breastfeeding. I'm just like, I'm at a point like, I feel like a lot of women, where you're just confused. Like every day I'm second guessing myself. I'm like, am I doing this wrong? I'm pretty sure the latch is right. I know I'm an overproducer. I have too much milk. And I'm like, my nipples hurt.
I think this
is
a good time to talk about how our society is broken and no longer feeds the needs of what people actually need, right? Like, what we need are support systems, and what we need are things where it's like, so because you don't grow up around helping women who have babies, by the time you get to you having your own babies, you're not familiar with all these very common problems. And because we're not all helping each other in the way that humans were intended to help each other, I just think it's...
like, there's some people I can text, right?
Who but are, I mean, that's like, not the same thing as being not, there. It's I not agree. The same. It's not the same thing as having a group of people saying, here, let me hold your baby. Let me put your baby up to your boob and show you the proper latch. Let right. me do this.
Which when we had the postpartum doula with Bird, she was doing that, and I felt like
which
Birdie
is great,
was
but,
so easy.
But we're lucky because we have the resources to pay somebody to do that. A lot
I
of people,
agree.
A lot of people don't, and so it's like for those mothers and couples out there who have infants who don't have that help and don't have that support. I mean, just think, and we're lucky because Buddy's just this incredible baby,
right?
Just this sloth-like baby who's just like.
So you guys have to see him in my arms right now. He is like out. He was fussy because he just wanted to be in mama's arms.
Yeah.
He wanted to be by the boob, let's be honest. Want to know the milk supply was close by.
Yeah.
But it is true, Brian. I do agree with you on that. And I believe it does take a village to raise a kid. And sometimes I'm like, I feel so blessed and so lucky. Because even you guys, Brian in the morning, he comes and grabs Buddy and lets me have another, depending on what my day is like, another 1 to 3 hours of sleep. And then he makes me like this big shake because, you know, I'm trying to lose weight.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I know, but your shakes thinks. Every morning really make me feel like the weight's going to come off quicker. And his shakes really make me poop,
you guys. Do
you want
to talk to him about how, yeah, what I was going to say.
They do.
I've been putting this prebiotic fiber in her shakes because you weren't able to poop for a while.
Yeah, and I'm a pooper and I wasn't able to poop. And then when I was starting to poop, I was in so much pain, huh, Brian?
Yeah.
He would hear me like moaning and groaning in there. And all of a sudden, Brian puts this fiber in my shakes, and I'm like, what the? I feel like I drop so much weight, but also, like, it comes out so great.
Big props to Dave Asprey, who owns Bulletproof Coffee, because I actually got the idea from him. Because I take it myself, but I listened to his podcast, and he said for a while he was taking 50 grams of prebiotic fiber every morning. Now, I do not recommend doing that. I give Brie 5 to 10 grams of prebiotic fiber, but like,
and it makes me go.
But I tried the 50 grams once when I was in quarantine, and I was just like, whoa, this is wild.
Really? Maybe yeah. That will help me drop this baby weight.
Oh, you need to stop it with the weight. I wish our society too was less focused on weight and more focused on health.
Right, and I do. This time around, I'm not putting pressure on myself, but you know, I look in the mirror and I'm like, all right, like, you know, I got a ways to go. Let's just be honest. And it's been too damn hot for me to do anything. And I know I can't because my C-section, but just I'm very flabby. You know, I'm lucky I like boho clothes and I could really cover up. Nicole actually called me the other day because these paparazzi shots came out of her. And she's like, Brie, I don't dress right for postpartum. She's like, how do you do it? And I'm like, I wear big clothes. I'm like, just be a little baggier.
She doesn't have any baggy clothes.
No, she doesn't. And she told me like that, like what brands does she buy and stuff? I'm like, well, I don't know. Especially because her boobs are so big. I was like, I mean.
Just eBay. Secondhand muumuus.
You want to know what's funny, Brian? I DM'd her all the secondhand places where she could share her clothes because she has so many. And she's like, I don't get this. And I'm like, well, why don't you give away some of your Louboutins and get some boho clothes in return?
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, And I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom. Work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because, let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Brie and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut and in our eyes. Usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like.
Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
So one of the things that's been fascinating to me learning is how to navigate the wiener, right?
Actually, that is
navigating the wiener when you're changing a diaper.
But I actually feel like it's easier than with stuff with Bird.
No, they're just different. So the hard part with females is getting poop out of vaginas, right?
Right.
Getting poop out of vaginas is very difficult. But there is a certain frustration to not knowing where a wiener is going to, what it's going to do next. It's like a wild garden hose. Just like, there, remember the first week being so overwhelmed by like, oh no, like I just cleaned. He had this huge, messy, poopy diaper and I'm trying to clean it. And then I just about finished. And then he starts pooping all over again. And I'm like, ah. And then right as I'm cleaning that up again, he pees right on me. And because the wiener, it doesn't, the vagina pees only one way. The wiener.
It's, yeah, like a water hose. But this is the thing, what I noticed is when you start to see it go up, that means he's going to pee. So I quickly throw a washcloth on.
I've just started covering it at all times.
Brian always, even with Birdie, would do the same. They all pee and poop on him. Never with me.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think because I feel like they know you scream and you get a little weird with
poop. No, I don't scream.
You did with Bird. I'll never forget it. It was like the first time I heard scream like a girl.
I was, you know, I'm very anti-poop, right?
When I say it's so weird.
No, it's just because I've had a lot of infections in my life. And so I have to you know, I have a weak immune system, and so I have to keep myself very clean, you know, that sort of
thing.
But
it's breastfeeding poop. It's so different.
It's still poop. And so it's like when you're not used to dealing with poop, and this is my defense. Now I'm a lot better with it. But when you're not used to dealing with poop, those first couple days of just – because with Birdie, I tried to change every diaper.
Yeah, he did.
And like it's been different with Buddy because I've been taking care of Birdie for the most part, where Bree takes care of Buddy for the most part. And like I change diapers when I do with him. But anyways, with Birdie, I was trying to change every diaper. So it's just like you're surrounded by poop at all times.
I know. But I have to say, when the wiener kind of goes up, he's going to pee. You just got to remember that.
The wiener is a wild hunter.
It is.
You never know what he's going to do.
It is. But I have to say, the one cute thing is how Birdie's been with Buddy. I have to say, she doesn't get jealous. The only time she ever gets jealous is if, you know, she wants my attention and I'm breastfeeding Buddy or doing something, then I get shoes thrown my direction or dog toys. But other than that, I feel like Birdie has been such a great older sister.
She's been great, but one of the things that Bree doesn't see is in the mornings when Birdie desperately wants to come in and see her mama in the morning.
Aww.
And Daddy has to like...
That breaks
hold her
my
back.
Heart because she likes to come in and cuddle with me. And it's weird. I was telling Nicole, because Nicole's like, do you ever get nervous like you're going to fall asleep really hard and not hear anything? And I'm like, no, I feel like moms have just always one ear on. And I'll hear Birdie in the morning. Even if I'm sleeping, I know she's awake. Do you know what I mean, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that mommy ear. But sometimes I get FOMO because I'm like, wait, that's supposed to be me cooking her breakfast and being with her. But I still try to make it where we take our showers and we do everything. And we get a lot of time because I do miss her. Like I had to put a picture by my nightstand just because I was like, I miss my bird. Like, especially when Brian was gone a lot in the beginning of this pandemic. It was so much of just Bird and I would sleep with her and like different little things. And I don't know. I really missed all that. It is crazy. You do miss your older child when your new one comes in. Can you tell everyone all the things you have taught Birdie in the last couple months? Because I am blown away. Was it this morning? Yeah, this morning she was singing me the, was it Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah, she was.
What do you call it? Days of week song?
The days of the week.
Yeah, I'm like.
She was, yeah, those are called the days of the week.
Well, I don't know.
And she was singing them to you. Yeah, I just find that teaching her things in song is the easiest way. But really, I teach her things that she's interested in. And I think that's, I've read a bunch of books on learning, which I'm fascinated by. And I'm not just talking about kids learning. I'm talking about just like how we learn. And so, for example, why was I not interested in history in high school when history is fascinating? I've really become deeply interested in American history to figure out like, how did we get like this? And why was this not taught to me in school when I spent X number of years learning American history and I didn't learn any of this? And so one of the ideas is take what your kids are interested in and let them go deep on it, you know? And by going deep on it, they learn other things and then they'll learn sidetracks to those things. Like, I don't know how Birdie became interested in dinosaurs, but she's become really interested in dinosaurs. And by learning about dinosaurs, she's learned about like eggs and reptiles and birds and the difference between all those things and like how long ago dinosaurs lived and different types of dinosaurs and the differences, like how many horns does a triceratops have, right? So what does tri mean? Tri means three. And then because when Josie passed, it was really interesting. We would go out, Birdie and I, go out and look at the moon quite a bit. And all of a sudden one day she was just like, is Josie on the moon? And I was like, yeah, she might be, sweet girl. And then she became fascinated with the moon and planets. And every time she sees the moon, it's like, is JoJo up there? And like, yeah, sweet girl, she is.
So cute. When she told me that JoJo fell off the moon and she picked her up and she made her take a nap. And then after her nap, she chucked her back up to the moon. It was so cute.
But because of her interest in the moon, she's had a deep interest in the planets. And so now she can like, I got her these things like the sun, it's a solar system. It's a whole thing. And so she can line up the planets and name each of the planets. And she keeps saying, is Pluto a planet? And I say, no, sweet girl, Pluto's not a planet. How come? And I said, honestly, I don't know why. It used to be a planet, but it's not a planet anymore.
But I was even shocked when she knew the planet that was sideways, which I didn't even know there was a planet that was sideways. And when I'm standing there and she's like, what is it, Uranus?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, Birdie knows that?
So I always knew there was a planet that was sideways, but I always would forget which one. But the Storybots has this great song. So there's a show called Storybots. I think it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix, yeah. But I don't know if it's a Netflix original, but it's really funny because they're having this planet's episode and there's a song about it, and then they talk about Uranus and he's embarrassed about being sideways, and I thought I'd be embarrassed if my name was Uranus.
That's actually really funny. But when she's like saying all this, I'm like, Brian, I was standing there staring at her and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm like, she knows more than me.
Brie, what's the closest planet to the sun?
Earth. No, just kidding.
What's the hottest planet?
The hottest?
Yeah.
Saturn? Oh, shit. No? Okay, wait.
Brie, what's the largest planet?
Saturn. It looks so big.
Brie, which planet has the largest rings around it?
Saturn.
There you go. There's one.
Oh, is the largest planet Earth?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's one of the smallest, huh?
Yeah, no, it's. I mean, it is a smaller planet in comparison. Birdie knows the answers to all these questions.
And I don't. Why, she would be great at Bella Brains.
Yeah, one of the things that I was really proud of was when she said the name of the dinosaur at the pediatrician's office.
Oh my gosh, you guys. So I don't even know if I said this on the podcast. I don't think I did. But the pediatrician just asked her things, like her favorite things. And she's like, who's your favorite dinosaur? And Birdie said, what, Brian? I can't even say it.
Parasaurolophus.
That's what she said to the pediatrician. And the pediatrician goes, I don't even know what dinosaur that is. And she goes,
A duck-billed dinosaur.
She goes, you're three? It was pretty incredible.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can't even pronounce that word.
That's one of my favorite things that I've been doing with this kind of like paternity time that I've had is teaching Birdie things. It's a lot of fun.
It's amazing.
And she loves learning. I think kids are just naturally curious too.
They really are. Well, you guys, we're so happy you joined us and that you're all caught up with Brian and I and our parenting skills, even though we don't feel like we're mature enough to have kids. I feel like we're doing a pretty damn good job so far. Right?
And even if people were to criticize us and say that we're not doing a very good job, Brie will just get mad at them and
tell you off.
Yeah, tell them off. Like, those persons are just jealous. They're stupid.
Yeah. Brian has to deal with all that. I'm like, Brian, you won't even believe who's hating.
Yeah.
And he's always like, stop worrying about it. I'm like, ugh. I'm always like, can you just be on my side for once ever?
Somebody criticized me about this. I'm like, who cares?
I know. Whatever. That's why we work. Well, thank you, Brian, for joining me on this week's episode of the Bella's Podcast. And I know everyone is so happy to hear all your thoughts and everything with Buddy and Birdie. So thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
Even though I know you didn't really have anything else to do during Birdie's nap.
Well, other than nap myself. Yeah.
Thank you for sacrificing your nap for being with me.
Yeah. Thank you for sacrificing energy to entertain more people.
And I would like to say you get to go nap right now, but we have one more segment with you. So up next, you guys, is Bella Army Q&A.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Now it's time for a special edition of Bella Army Q&A, Brian Army Q&A. As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show. This question is from at Nick C602, and the question is, for Daniel, what rookie mistakes or new dad moves have you seen Artem do so far? Ooh.
To be fair, I haven't been around him that much with the kid, right?
I mean, I would say a good 3 weeks you were.
Was I? I felt like they were in their house so much and then not over here.
That is true.
That I didn't see much. I also am not somebody who's going to be like, oh man, what a new dad. Like,
because we've been through it. But is there one thing what you've seen him do? Or maybe you've heard Nicole say that he's done that you kind of feel like, oh, that's a new dad thing.
Well, I mean, I just think the biggest thing for all dads, and especially when the mom is breastfeeding and doing all that kind of stuff, is to make sure you support the mother. You know what I mean? And I, like, he was doing a really good job, I know, of making Nicole food and all that kind of stuff, but then also changing as many diapers as possible, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, I have to say Artem's doing a really great job. Yeah. And you know, I always say for dads, and I think this is a hard thing for new dads to understand, is the baby doesn't want the boob all the time. Like, it could be dirty diaper or it could be something else. I feel like that's such a new dad thing when they're like, the baby cries and they're like, oh, it's hungry. It's
it's not. Maybe that's the big thing. And especially because both of our boys are milk monsters and want to eat all the time. Just this idea of, oh, he's crying, he needs the boob. That's not always the case. And try to soothe them the best way that you can, because sometimes moms just need a break.
100%.
Mamas just need a break sometimes.
And I feel like, too, if there's something going on, don't always leave it to the mother to figure it out. You start to do research. That's a big thing for new dads. Like, don't always put everything on the mom's shoulders. Pick up the computer, Google, call a pediatrician, do something. Don't let the mom stress about that, because there's so many other things she's like worrying about. So,
yeah, and I just want to say too that what I just said is just all new dad advice, not just specific to Artem. Because like I said, I didn't feel like I saw a lot of things. I'm also not somebody who's very critical of other people, but I do want to say that he was really great when it came to like cooking for Nicole and all that kind of stuff before he just took off for Dancing with the Stars. That's my big criticism. Just taking off to go be a ballroom dancer and on the TV in front of all those millions of people.
It's so funny because I remember he said,
you know what I say? I say, your son needs a daddy more than people need more dancers. That's what I say.
You're so crazy. But I remember he told Nicole, he's like, this article said, like, yeah, he just picked up and left to go to LA for Dancing with the Stars. And he's like, I didn't do that, did I? But, you know, the world we're all a part of. He didn't have a choice. And it's something we're all used to because we're all in entertainment. So we all get it. Like, when a gig comes up, a gig comes up.
Your son needs a daddy more than these people need another dancer. That's what I say.
You guys, I'm going to hear this now all day long. Tonight at dinner, this is what Brian's going to be saying over dinner.
It's going to be on my new Twitch account.
Oh my gosh, you don't have a Twitch. I love it because I saw someone tweet, Brian, about what do you always talk about? That doesn't
tout
that doesn't exist.
Sign up to my tout account.
Ugh. All right. Look what
buddy
we started.
Peacock at tout.com.
You can't use Buddy Peacock anymore because your son's Buddy. You got to come up with a new name.
Huh? Lord Peacock.
All right. We're out of here. That's
Lord
it.
Lord Peacock out.
You are crazy. That's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A.
Lloyd Bonnier Peacock out.
Thank thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. And thank you, Brian, for joining me and letting everyone know what you've been feeling like being a daddy to two. And make sure to tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast. And call us at 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas. Show us some love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe. And we have an Instagram exclusively dedicated to the Bellas Podcast, so make sure to follow us at The Bellas Podcast. Until next week, remember to stay fearless, and you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us. See you next Wednesday. And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.